For decades, go-go has been the unofficial music of Washington, D.C. But today, its status becomes official when the city's mayor signs some legislation.
A little bit loud.
Since the 1970s, go-go's free-flowing funk has been associated with the nation's capital and with musician Chuck Brown, who is known as the godfather of go-go. Brown was a constant on the D.C. scene. Here he is talking to NPR a few years before his death in 2012.
It's a groove. It's a feeling, you know, that goes on and on and on. That's why they call it go-go.
I feel like busting loose now, busting loose in the evening.
Brown's song, Bustin' Loose, topped the R&B singles chart in 1979, and now it plays after Nationals home runs, also on the ice after every Capitals win.
But D.C. has been changing, and so has go-go's place in the city. Here's NPR's hip-hop correspondent, Rodney Carmichael.
D.C.'s complexion has changed over the years, and I think music is just one of those defining characteristics that really reveals the complexion of a city. I think go-go is kind of that last bastion of the chocolate in D.C.
Last year, someone living in a luxury apartment building threatened to sue a D.C. cell phone shop that regularly played go-go music really loudly.
After that, there were protests and a campaign to protect the city's cultural heritage. Rodney says this new legislation is a big win for that campaign.
They're trying to uphold the culture. You know, cultural erasure is really like that last rail of gentrification.
So let's turn it up.
Then we come to party, we ain't bothering nobody.